Welcome back to another episode of Chibi Rabbits Down the Rabbit Hole, TM, obviously. I'm not Chibi Rabbit, but there is Chibi Rabbit, and there's a Jack, and there's me. I'm running today's show. Yep. Oh, yeah. I was just going to not acknowledge his existence because he decided he didn't want to show up for this.
At the bottom right corner here, we have a missing poster. We don't know where he is. So if you have seen him, please contact us. Let us know.
Where in the world is Ducci D?
We just want him back.
All right. So today's anime was actually suggested by me, so I guess I get to run the episode, which is cool. Yeah. Even though it's not my show,
it's fine. That's just a stipulation.
It's our show.
You take the anime exactly. It's our show. Yep. Okay.
And this one was actually kind of a joke because it seemed kind of naughty. It seemed kind of naughty. So I was like, you know what? Let's watch that one. And that anime is, I'm giving the disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness. Right? And it was supposed to be
You know what the fucking full title is? Because I was just looking at the light novel. It's, I'm giving the disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness. I'll spoil her with delicacies and style to make her the happiest woman in the world.
Holy
two
shit.
Exclamations. Oh, yeah. Not two exclamations, but one.
So with the title, what did you guys, like, think?
I thought Brad was just absolutely down bad. I was like, what in the heck did this man just pick for us to watch? I was like,
what the fuck?
I was like, how was he gonna go from Pickable Fury to like about naughtiness? I don't know. I was fully ready for this to be like,
I was ready for Food
edgy
Wars
anime. I was ready for something like Food Wars, yeah. Honestly.
It was on Crunchyroll, so I figured it wasn't like super bad, you know?
I don't know, like, man. There's some sussy ones on Crunchyroll.
Food Wars got pretty close.
Listen, Food Wars isn't a genre of its own. It's great.
That's true. That's valid. That is true.
Valid.
But I'm glad we all were questioning Brad's point. Brad's opinion here.
I was literally just going down the list during, I think it was another episode, and I just said, hey, this one has a really long name, and it sounds funny, so let's watch it.
The really long names are the light novels, like that are like good. Adapted.
Okay,
good, because I don't know anything about those. I just know like half of the shows on Crunchyroll are paragraph titles.
It's because they derive from light novels, unfortunately.
So this anime is about a noble woman that gets betrayed by her family, and as she is escaping, she gets rescued by a sorcerer, and basically the whole show is about them neglecting the love that they show for each other.
I was getting very irritated with him.
Yeah.
I was getting irritated with her.
I guess both of them.
Yeah, I mean, because she kind of like showed signs at some point where he was like stubborn and dumb about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, if you think about it, both of them have like no experience, you know, like she was a maid in her family, like her whole life, even though she's technically a noble lady, had no friends other than her sister who like, you know, kind of acknowledged her, but she's younger than her by what, 10 years, they said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I can see the ignorance there. Same thing with him. Like he was so focused on being like the gremlin of his academy. Yeah. And so this is like his first time. I agree. I was just like, what do you mean? Why does my heart feel this way?
You know, you fucking
like,
idiot.
Come on, dude. Like, come
on. Tell her you love her, you stupid fuck. But who we're talking about in the show is, for those of you who who haven't watched it yet, it's Charlotte Evans is the maid that we're talking about. And
the
then Alan Crawford is the demon lord and, you know, the guy that takes her in.
Yeah. I really thought he was a demon lord at first, like the first episode. I was like, damn, this guy's actually like the demon lord. And then I was like, oh, it's just a nickname.
He is, though.
I mean, he is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I mean, consider him. But I like legitimately thought he came from like the depths of hell. Like, well, you know, like those animes where they like they come from a different world or like a different realm. And they're like, oh, I'm here to experience like the human existent. You know what I mean? Right. So I thought it was just, like that. Yeah.
He was just a tough professor. That's all that he was.
At fucking like 12 years old.
Yeah. So the whole love aspect, I'm usually not big on pretty much any romance.
This sounds very shocking.
Typically because there is some type of love triangle, right? There's usually something in between, like there's something that's completely, to me, completely irrelevant to the love story, right? There's always like this piece in between them that, you know, maybe it's another person or like something, you know, in between them. But and this one, it was just like literally them just tiptoeing around each other. The entire, you know, all 12 episodes was pretty much just them coming like 80% of the way and then, you know, backing down or something crazy, you know, people breaking through the walls or, you know.
That show was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, great. So you would say you don't like the love triangle aspect. Is that like kind of what bothers you with most romance ones?
Yeah, that's like, okay. That's probably my biggest turnoff on any type of romantic anything is like when there's a third person. Because I'm just like.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, it's just because it's like if the, you know, like if typically it's two guys that, you know, there's like the good guy and the bad guy, and then like the girl has to pick one or the other. It's like, well, if you like the problem would be solved within like 12 minutes if you just be like, okay, I pick you, right? And then like that's like you just solved all the problems and fixed problems. You may have picked the wrong one, but you know,
but you picked
like
one.
You know, it's like, okay, whatever. Like, and that's a personal preference for me. I've never really had that. It's just like a, you know, just get it over with type of deal. So that's just a me thing. So
no,
sorry.
That's fair. I know I interrupted a lot. No, it's interesting. No, because I was going to say a lot of people have that, like, you know, that mindset. They hate like love triangles, which I find really interesting because it's such a big plot point in a lot of like romance stuff. So it's funny that a lot of people just don't like it, which I mean, I understand like why people like tend to not like it at all. But I just always think it's interesting because it's such a big thing in these plots sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I when it started, I thought it was going to be too much like, what's the last one that we watched that I ended up not watching? I couldn't get into it.
Apothecary Diaries?
Yes.
I'm still upset with you about that one.
Yeah. It's just... I don't know what it is.
It cooks.
I'm glad.
Telling you, episode 4 or 5, it cooks.
Okay, I may revisit.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That shit almost got a million views on Instagram, okay? Everyone agrees that it's a good one. I'm telling you.
What was that one called?
Apothecary Diaries.
Apothecary Diaries.
Like, I get it's very slow, like, to you know, get off topic for a second. Really, like, it is slow in the
really
beginning.
Slow shows are hard to get into.
Picks up. Man, yeah. It picks up in episode 4. She beats a bitch's ass.
Well, I thought this was heading down that direction. I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then, like, the comedy came out right off the bat.
Okay.
You know, this comedy definitely helped balance this without it being too slow of a love story.
Yeah.
And I found myself, yelling at the TV. Especially with the fucking Alan and his just, I guess you can say, yeah, it's a lack of experience with that by kind of feeling. And he's probably never felt it before, so you know, every time he's like, oh, my heart, it's like, okay,
bro. Shut the fuck up.
He's like, I didn't even put a curse on my
dude,
heart.
Dude, that made me laugh. Oh my god! No, my favorite part. One of my favorite parts is when he literally stopped. He punched himself and blood spilled. He goes, "Oh, sorry, I stopped my heart for a second." I actually spit. Like when that part came on, I spit. I was like, "What did this man just say and do?"
Oh,
it was good. That part was good.
I think
good.
One of the funniest moments, for some reason, was in episode 1 when he first brings her in. And like while he's studying or something like that, he said, you know what, just do whatever you want. And then when he's done, she's sitting there, she's on the floor, she's counting. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm counting the grains in the wood.
He's like, I knew you had to be bored to death, but who does that?
So that it's like the comedy between those two and the relationship that they had at the beginning was so fucking hilarious. And then I liked how that evolved, where it was like the funny moments kind of went away and it went to a more serious romantic piece to it.
And I feel like it wasn't rushed, which was
Whoa, they waited till the very fucking end.
It was a little too slow, but I mean, like, you know, sometimes it just jumps.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It
just jumps.
Yeah, I think, like I said, there was enough balance in the story to where, you know, you weren't sitting there waiting and like, oh, when the fuck are they gonna finally?
Yeah,
you knew it was coming.
I mean, I kind of was like, bruh.
I don't know if. I think the show wouldn't have been as good if they had confessed their love to each other by episode 9.
No, it's fair.
I don't know. I thought it was really good. I liked it. Brad, that was a good choice.
Yeah, I liked it more than I thought. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did good, bro. First it was Mofir.
Kin said, and I quote, "It was very wholesome."
It was. It was
really wholesome.
That's a good, because, you know, obviously the name is very misleading.
Right? Yeah.
And it's funny because they use that word a lot in the show.
Yeah. And it's funny. Everyone's like.
And when they use it, they don't mean naughtiness. But whenever they're saying it to someone, it's like it's perceived as naughtiness.
Yeah.
So I think my favorite part of the whole show was the first time she went back into town by herself.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to say
she runs into the serpent group.
Yeah.
And we do naughty things all night.
And he's like, hold on. We play games and eat junk food. Like,
it's not what it means.
Yeah. Like, the whole gang's like, what?
Just dot, dot, dot across the screen.
He would teach me so many naughty things at night.
See, but I like that type of humor too. It's like they don't shy away from it, because there was a couple scenes where obviously there was like lewd connotation, but it was funny, you know. It wasn't like cringy. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was really funny when they were like at the like the spa or whatever, and there was like the bathing suit scene. I thought that was really funny because he just goes, oh, I didn't need to put the curse on myself. My heart actually stopped. I was like, what the fuck? That's so cheesy. But I was like, that's cute. But it wasn't like cringy.
Yeah. It kind of weirded me out when Gosetsu
the fucking
changed
Capybara.
Himself into
oh my God, he pulled a Naruto, bro. The sexy jutsu.
Yeah.
I like, that shit was funny. And they were like, you're a woman? He's like, that's what you're concerned about?
I'll say that was... That capybara went hard. That's all I want to say.
I'm not gonna lie, that capybara was my favorite character. Let's be real, bro. He was on a mission.
I just love the fact that he kept his voice when he
transformed.
Yeah. So he's just this old man as a woman.
Yeah, he didn't even try to change the voice.
No.
Yeah, he was straight up fuck it mode.
No, dude, I'm telling you, though, he's my favorite character. I love when he's in the little bathtub and he's a little hat, like the little thing on his head. He's just best character, no cap.
All right, so that's your favorite character. Who's your favorite character, yes. Jack?
I like Alan. You know, although he
Alan's
was one
character.
Of the, you know, he was one of the main characters in this story. The comedy that they portrayed with him, with his inability to pick up social cues with her and just like how he got so stressed over some of the dumbest things because he's supposed to be like this badass dude in the beginning and like, oh, you know, the demon lord, no, you don't want to go in the woods because he's fucking dangerous. And then throughout the entire series, like, you see nothing but like the soft side of him. So I really appreciated what they did with his character.
Yeah. And I liked all the like the inner monologues and them explaining like what he's thinking. Because, you know, sometimes like when you have a male main character and like a female main character, like you only get one or the other. Like, you don't get both.
Yeah.
And I feel like for this anime, they did a good job about giving you both kind of perspectives.
Yeah. And I think it was great that the way that they delayed it was them confessing things was always a... interruption.
Yeah.
There's always an interruption with the first one when he was getting ready to tell her how he feels. The guy crashing through the wall.
That shit scared
the editor.
Oh my God, the editor is also one of my favorite characters. He said, I spent 30 years of my life trying to find you. I was like, but you look the same. What are you? Are you also like a mystical being here? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'd say Alan was definitely my favorite.
What about you, Brad?
Basic, makes sense. All right, cool. Yeah.
Wow.
This bitch is going to say fucking Charlotte over here.
Charlotte? I don't even know who that is. I'm just kidding. I do know who that is.
I'm going to cry.
I don't know. I actually really liked Natalia at the end. She was just...
Oh, as a sister,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, the younger sister. She was just like... She's just like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to...
Of course you'd like the character. I'm here to fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah. Just, I'm here to wreck everything and save my sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, she more so was just like, I'm here to mind my own business and get shit done. Yeah.
Yeah, she was driven.
Yeah, she wasn't even intentionally trying to fuck things up. It was just like, I need to get things done. Do not get in my way.
Yeah.
But it's a close one because I really liked Lou, the Fenrir. That went back on him
because
he was just like, that's my mommy.
Literally my mommy. Abandoned his real mom and was like, this is my new mommy. Like, I was going to ask you guys about that. Did this man literally just abandon his mom and was like, I have a new mom now? The fuck?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how powerful she was as an animal tamer, so
which I'm really curious to see like how that continues. I like that they put that plot point, you know, so it's like she is like kind of special, so it's like I wonder like where this will lead.
Are they supposed to have another one, another season?
I feel like they should.
I mean, they left it, I'm not really on a cliffhanger, but they teased the prince
that's right, the family. Yeah, they never really
because that was the main plot point. Yeah,
that's true.
So
why did that happen?
Right. So it finished in December of last year. So I'm pretty sure it'll be quite a while before we get another season.
But, so I wonder if the next season they will bring the prince back. But I think since they did this whole season as like a love story, then there's probably going to need to be some kind of conflict between the two, Charlotte and Alan. So.
Well, I think it's going just my guess because of how the first season kind of played out and them, they were always close, but it was just like they didn't know how to portray their feelings to each other.
Right,
so
right.
I don't think there's going to be a person in between them. I think it's going to be like she's going to have issues confronting like her family and the nation that she came from and all that. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to figure out like how to help her do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and when I say conflict, it definitely doesn't mean like the typical like
between them.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there's gonna be like another guy.
No, it
might be. It might be the prince. The prince.
Yeah.
The prince might be I was just joking.
It could lead to something where like they lie about what Alan did, and then she believes that, and then makes her way to the prince because of it.
Maybe. Because she did show, like, some weird, like, I don't want to say attachments, but remember, like, in the kind of the beginning of the season, she didn't want to talk about it. Like, she kind of got upset when he mentioned the prince, like, with her punching the bag or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I remember thinking that was a little odd. Like, that she was, like, really upset.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she is the bad guy.
And she did do all this stuff.
She actually
killed the king.
Dude,
that'd be good as hell. I mean, because remember, she was a good actress. You remember? True. Which that I was gonna say that also is my favorite episode. I think that whole
where they're doing the skits.
This such a filler, but it's so funny. Yeah, the skit episode. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah,
like he can't act. She's a great actor. Listen, we just solved the whole plot. She actually did everything, and just a fantastic actress.
I'm trying to look through because it's as I was watching because I have issues remembering shit.
Yeah, you same. Do.
I was writing notes on each episode.
Oh, you're dedicated.
No, I don't think I have anything extra. What's the deal with his uncle? I kind of missed what happened with like his actual parents.
I don't know. Did it say it?
Did they mention?
I think they just said an accident or like he lost his parents, but they didn't say exactly like what.
Yeah. And they tell him to call them dad and mom.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Like,
yes, correct.
Well, maybe he was like really, really. I think he was really, really young, so that's why. So it's like, there's really no sense of like mom and dad, like, you know, they basically are his mom and dad. So, I mean, I guess I could kind of see it.
So when the episode started, I honestly thought, like, his mom was going to be like the weird character that has like a weird bond with her son. Like, I thought it was going to be like an uncomfortable love kind of bond there. And I also hate when that happens.
No, I agree. That's just weird.
I feel like that's a Japanese thing that I just don't understand. But
it unfortunately is a trope, and I don't get it either. I think it's so gross.
But I'm glad to see she was just crazy. She's like throwing forks at people.
Bro, I love that. I mean, the dad slash uncle was crazy too. I really liked them too.
Or whatever the hell he called her.
Oh my god, he said, I'm trying to give you a sibling. That shit was funny. I'm trying to give you a younger sibling. And he's like, stop.
Yeah. Was there anything y'all disliked about it the most?
Sometimes I thought it got too silly. I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, something would happen and I was like, okay, like, that's a little, like, wait, oh, fuck, sorry, a little in left field. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like, for example, like, with the capybara, like, transforming, doing the fucking jutsu transformation into the woman, I was like, why is this necessary? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, like, little things like that. I was like, okay. Like, it wasn't, like, annoying, but I was like,
yeah, I didn't really enjoy the, when the capybara, was telling the, Natalia's gang to run all the time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What about you, Brad?
I'm trying to think. I mean, once again, I like goofy, I like comedy, so
we know
a lot of it was over the top, or, you know, just like absurd. So, you know, I would give it a solid 8 out of 10, just because, you know, okay, I would have liked to see some other genre put in there. There was a little bit of action, you know. There was a little bit of,
I agree. I feel like if there was a tad bit more action. Like, with the main plot, you know, with this whole prince thing, like, we didn't hear about the prince until the very end, you know. I feel like if they would have added maybe some, like points to where you could have saw, like, what was happening in the other kingdom, maybe that would have been cool.
Because, like, there really, other than them just discovering themselves, there really was no conflict. So it was just, like...
And that's why I think it season 2 it was would be that.
Yeah. It was a good watch, but, you know, I don't think there's anything, like, inherently wrong with any of it.
Yeah. That's fair. I think it's a preference thing. Yeah.
I feel like all the characters were pretty legit.
I think this season... If they're going to make more, I think the season served a great purpose in laying the foundation.
I agree. I think it's a really good, like, start for sure. I definitely want to read it now, like the manga, if there's one, and then the light novel. Just because I'm curious.
What's the difference between the manga and a light novel?
One's light a novel and one's a manga.
So it's just like a light novel. It's just like
is that like more summarized?
It's think of it like a, like almost like a book. Like, it's actually like a book.
Oh,
and
more words.
Yeah, nothing but words.
Shut up. But like, it's not. I don't know, because like for me, I mostly read them online. Like, I don't go, like, you can't really go to like Barnes and Noble and buy it. You know what I mean? Like, now you can, but like, it's not as common as like most books that you would just buy at Barnes and Noble.
Right.
So like in my head, it's just kind of like a book that's not super published or something. I don't know.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, but like, and then the manga is this kind of like the comic condensed style version with exactly of that. So the light novel has a lot more details.
Okay.
Sometimes they're translated and they're not three volumes
of the light novel.
Of the light novel, and then there are 7 volumes of the manga, and it looks like they're both ongoing.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it looks like it came out in 2019. The novel came out.
Okay.
I'm so good.
I would look forward to watching the second season if they put it out.
I'm ready to see 900 episodes of this. It's going to be the next one.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Like, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to like this. And then first episode, I was like, all right.
The way it started, the first couple minutes, I was concerned that I wasn't gonna like it.
Yeah.
But it did change my mind.
Because sometimes, like with these, they can be very generic. Like a lot of the isekai, like this is not isekai, but like for example, like a lot of isekai ones, I don't like to watch because I'm like, first 5 minutes, I'm like, dude, I can already tell you the plot. So thankfully, this one I felt was like, oh wow, I don't know where this is kind of going.
Yeah, yeah,
it's that absurd. I was actually talking to Ken about it. He's like, hey man, that was a pretty good anime. It was real wholesome. And I was like, yeah, and I'd probably watch 6 or 7 episodes. And I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure Chibi cried at least one point in this.
Joke's on you. I didn't cry till the last episode.
Me too. So that's understandable.
It was something about just her, like, because, you know, we're talking about, like, her sister, right? She's kind of, like, the strong-willed, like, takes no crap because, you know, I got to get stuff done type of character. Yeah. And then just seeing her, like, break down and be like, oh, my God, like, you're my sister. Like, I don't know, man. Like that shit had me like, oh man. So
I knew what was in the, like, I knew what was in her bag. I knew it was going to be what it was.
I knew. Yeah.
But when she pulled it out, I'm like, dang it. Come on.
You're like, fuck.
Keep it together. Keep it together.
Yeah. I was just like, God damn, man. God damn. I was like, I think just seeing her too, just like be so emotional and so vulnerable. I was like,
yeah.
And then she steps on Alan's face afterwards. Is great.
That was good. That was good. She goes, "Oh, I can have time with my sister." And then you look down, and fucking Alan's on the floor. I loved when they were just like all cuddling. Like it was so cute. Like her little sister with Lou and what was his fucking Gosetsu. I can never go. But I was like, damn, that looks like me in the morning with Bean and Cuts. Just both one on each side.
Yeah. Yeah, we have anything else on this one?
We can take some questions from chat.
Favorite. Oh, yeah.
Oh wait, no, we can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what happened was...
got him.
I blame Brad because he ate late, dinner late.
Where the only message I have in chat right now is, welcome to the chat room.
You're welcome, man. Welcome.
Unrelated note, I've been seeing news that Demon Slayer is coming out soon.
Oh, I saw that. They had like a countdown.
Yeah, I think it's like less than 30 days. Like they did the last two
The train?
Seasons. Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't like season two. I didn't like season two's movie.
Where... Oh, the Mugen Train?
No. I liked that one, the Mugen Train.
There was another movie?
They did another movie where they released it in theaters, but it wasn't a movie. It was the last two episodes
of
the previous season, and then the first episode of the next season. I think it was season three, season three came out.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. Oh, my God.
So stupid. I was so mad that I paid money to go to the theater.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well, I thought they were going to do what they did with the other one, where it was going to be... like a completely separate story that led into what season two was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But nope. So I'm hoping they don't do that with this.
Hopefully there was enough backlash to where people were like, please don't do this again, or we're going to riot.
Yeah. But I digress. I will say that as far as what I rate the show with the 20 word long title, I think I agree with Brett. I give it an 8.
I was going to say I agree. I'd give it like an 8.5, honestly.
I think if they had more action, it would definitely be a 10.
Yeah, it was good quality. I actually looked up the studio, and I have not seen anything from whoever this was.
What studio is it?
Crunchyroll. No. 0G.
Oh, yeah.
The studio. Nice. And I don't know anything from them. So, I thought it was well made, you know, very wholesome.
Yeah, the animation was good.
Yeah.
Too fine. They also did the Ice Guy and His Cool Female Colleague. That's a good one that was really popular last season.
Yeah.
Which I also watched.
Oh, they did My Roommate is a Cat.
I saw that one.
Oh my God! All right. All right, if you were to create your own anime.
Oh god. Oh god.
What would you title something? What's the I don't want to say craziest, cuz then you can just be completely off the wall, random. What is something
maybe
that
just
you
like a,
think?
Sorry, go ahead.
Would stick.
I feel like I'd want to do something stupid where it's like a body switch thing. So it'd be like I switched bodies with like my arch nemesis, who's actually like real. I don't know, like really
title.
Cool, you know, like yeah, yeah, something stupid
I
like that. Yeah,
bodies with my arch nemesis. That's like really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Just like that.
That would be the title.
I would do like a really large like acronym. So it'd just be like AGW73, you know, WWW, you know,
www.
And it would be like I'm best friends with a carton of milk that became sentient
so random.
Frisbee golf really
yeah.
well or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I would be
Please
so random. I would be like the trained conductor that became a lamp while hanging out at the beach under an umbrella building sandcastles.
Jesus Christ.
In December.
All right, time to see these happen. In December, yeah. Time to see this happen. All right, I'll start rating. Start rating right now.
But honestly, that could potentially be a good way these days to create something, because
I mean it's a good
they're running
like
out of stories.
Like, yeah.
You can't,
like, well, I mean fucking isekais, bro.
There's nothing unique with games, anime, everything, entertainment. Yeah. There's nothing unique anymore. So you kind of have to recreate, reboot, remaster. Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you.
All right, you have a
bless you.
Get off the show.
There's gonna be like one more. I feel it. Don't worry.
I heard if you say pineapples or coconuts, that stops people from sneezing. I don't know why, but I mean, honestly, you could probably just think of a random sentence that has a bunch of random shit, and then that'll be now your new unique story.
Yeah.
And then Kojima makes a game about it. Bless you.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, bless you.
Okay.
She's over quota now. My God.
Yeah.
She's allergic to good episode
Chibi
content.
Is just seeking attention now.
Be like that sometimes.
All right. So, what's the next show? What do we have to make Ken watch?
Is it my turn to?
It can be your turn, Jack.
Yeah. What's the last one you guys were upset with? So
that is true.
Listen, come on. You have to be real. You have to be real. You know that one was kind of hard to watch. You gotta be real.
I'm now. You know what? I'll comb through Crunchyroll tonight.
I was gonna say it doesn't have to be old; it can be new.
Yeah, no, I'll come through Crunchyroll and find something.
Hey, there's another one! Holy crap! I got a cheat skill in another world and became unrivaled in the real world too.
I feel like I've heard of that one.
It was the newest added anime on Crunchyroll.
How about this? Just an okay. Ooh. All right, 15 anime with the longest titles ever ranked.
Okay,
number
okay,
15.
Okay.
I can't understand what my husband is saying is a domestic rom-com with short episodes. 14. I'm the villainess, so I'm taming the final boss makes the bad girl the best girl.
I've heard that one.
13. Science fell in love, so I tried to prove it shows two awkward grad students in love. 12.
Nice.
The Genius Prince's Guide to Raising a Nation Out of Debt stars a clever isekai protagonist in a leadership role. You know what?
You know, even though that's a long title,
just throw
that
your synopsis.
That just sounds so boring.
Just throw your synopsis into the title and then
No. That's why they do it. We had this whole discussion about it. Yeah.
If you're going to go that long, you might as well just throw the entire synopsis.
Just keep going, yeah.
All right. 11.
Stenosis.
My next life as a villainess, all routes lead to doom, gives Katarina Clay's a delightful isekai harem.
Harem?
Harem.
Haram.
Haram.
Don't.
Ken, is it wrong to try to pick up girls in the? Oh, I've seen this one. I haven't watched it, but I've seen this title. Mm-hmm. Makes dungeon crawls hilarious. 9. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level features. An isekai witch turned foster mother. Why does this sound like Bo Fury with the whole max out my leveling?
Because they tried to copy Bo Fury. So
wow.
How could they?
8. Suppose a kid from the last dungeon boonies moved to a starter town. Satirizes JRPG conventions. Wait, I don't know if they're including additional words.
Yeah, I don't think that's the whole title. Or I think that's the whole title plus a summary.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes a light novel, because like the one I read earlier, is longer than the anime title.
Yeah. All right, here's one.
So they might be including the light novel.
I couldn't become a hero, so I reluctantly decided to get a job.
Yo, I feel that. I actually felt that one was my soul.
6. We still don't know the name of the flower we saw that day. Oh, see, they are adding. They're not adding a dash or something to separate them now. All right, 5.
Hey, when
no matter how I look at it, it's you guys' fault. I'm not popular.
Boring.
4.
Boo.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Tomato.
Kochikame, this is the police station in front of Chimera Park in Katsushika Ward is... Oh. God, I hate that they did that. That's fucking me up. 3. Trapped in a dating sim. The world of Otome games is tough for mobs.
Ah. I like that one. Otome game.
Yeah, let's put that on the list.
Oh god, this is what he's doing. I didn't realize this is what you're doing.
World end. What do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us? You know what? All right, that might.
I like that one. Are you busy?
And then the last one, or number 1, the Misfit of Demon King Academy. History's strongest demon king reincarnates and goes to school with his descendants. I feel like
it's
that's
a little generic.
Yeah, it's very. I don't. Let's watch. All right, let me look at this one and see how many episodes.
Jack, I'm just going to tell you, the Otome one probably is garbage. Don't do it.
No, the other one.
Okay. I was like, listen, I love me a good Otome, but that shit probably garbage.
No, not that one. What is Otome?
It's like a dating sim.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Literally Brad's least favorite thing. When we're talking about love triangles, that's like a love pentagon.
There's only
your face.
There's only 12 episodes. There's one season, 12 episodes.
Nice. That's the perfect amount.
All right, let's do that one. All right, so this next anime we're going to watch is World End. What do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us?
I like busy.
Yes, I will. I will save you.
Yes. Man, it's crazy how all the characters all look the same all the time.
Jack's like, yeah, I'm gonna redeem myself. Looks like some generic.
They all look the same all the fucking time. Here, I'll read the description. The fleeting and sad story about little girls known as fairy weapons and an associate hero that survived. This is a world after it was attacked by unidentified monsters known as beasts, and many of the species in the world, including humans, had been destroyed. The species that had managed to survive left the ground and were living on a floating island called Regal Eel. Willem Kumesh makes up above the clouds 500 years later and couldn't protect the ones who he wanted to protect. Actually, he was living in despair because he was the only survivor.
So my favorite is this first comment I see. This is not an anime for those looking to feel good. Can I back out?
Okay. Let me look at this other one real quick and see how many, and I'll tell you which one this is.
Now the second comment says, "Just watch it seriously."
Okay, this one looks like it could be. This one looks like it could be a comedy, but again, they all look the same. Dark-haired main character, a bunch of girls,
nice
with different color hair. I was looking at the. I couldn't become a hero, so I reluctantly decided to get a job. Oh, this one's rated mature.
Nice.
Raul had always wanted to be a hero, but failed the exams necessary to become one. He reluctantly took a job working at a small electronics store called Magic Shop Leon. His life is dull but busy until a new girl comes applying for a part-time job. She's the daughter of the Demon King who defeated him in his exam. Let's see the reviews.
The first one says, I picked this anime strictly based off the fact it had the largest title and sounded humorous.
And they rated it high. Underrated, highly enjoyable. I'm a girl and I like boobs. definitely would recommend. I'm not saying anything bad about it.
I mean, we can.
Sounds good. Why not? It's
12 episodes. Let's get this one or the other one.
It's your choice.
It is, you know, it's your
true, week. True, very yeah. True. I forgot what the other one was called already.
Just put a bunch of, just in the keywords, just start putting a bunch of words.
You know what? That is a great way to fucking search. God. All right, one more try at something, and then let's play popcorn. Think of one word, each of you, and then tell me. Just a random word. I'm going to think lamp. Lamp, strawberry.
Goober.
All right.
This ain't looking very promising.
All right. Here, I'll use Google because this one's probably gonna go for the first word that I put. No, that's not gonna work either. All right, so the top four on this page that pop up: Strawberry Panic, 26 episodes. There's Dr. Elise, the Royal Lady with the Lamp, because I put lamp. NG Night Lamoon and 40. Oh, there's three seasons of that. And then versus Night Lamoon and 40 Fresh. That's one season, six episodes.
There's no goobers. What the heck?
Yep, no goober. Let me see if goober pops up with anything. Nope. Music videos. Trash word, Brad.
All right. First episode is special fluffy gooey omelet rice.
Where do you see that? Oh,
it's today's menu for the Emilia family.
Special fluffy gooey omelet rice. I wonder if that's in one of my anime cookbooks. Today's menu for the Emilia family. That looks wholesome. How many episodes are on this? 13 for season one, and there's no additional seasons. All right. Let's do the second one I mentioned.
Yes.
I already forgot the name of that one.
I couldn't become a hero.
Yeah.
So I reluctantly decided to get a job.
Yep. It's rated mature. Be ready for possibly food wars.
Yes. I was going to say, we thought it was Brad, but it was actually Jack this whole time. Only Jack.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
That's fine.
That's what we're watching.
Yay, I guess.
He said, I guess. What the fuck?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, it's... we don't know what's next on Pixelated Thoughts. But we're also planning a new segment. That may be 20-30 minutes long.
That segment.
So I think that'll be a fun one.
I wasn't invited, so.
I mean, you want to join in?
I mean,
nope.
Come on Battlefield with us. Battlefront with us.
I mean, you guys do plenty videos.
I know, right?
Plenty videos.
We do. So, I just show up.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll come up with something before the next episode for Pixelated Thoughts. And Chibi, we'll plan out a day to do.
I sent you the stuff, so just.
Hell yeah! All right, I'll fuck around with that and then send that back to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of this episode. So, guys, I appreciate everyone watching. Click the like and subscribe and like put a comment or something because that helps. Ooh. Apparently, I don't know.
Ooh. Oh, tell us your favorite. Oh. I was gonna say, what would your title be for a anime? Make it that it has to be
what,
really long.
What would be your absurd anime title?
Yes, exactly.
It won't be worse than mine, but.
Yes. Yes. Try to keep it kind of safe and don't be too fucked up.
Don't be crazy
in the comments. Don't be too crazy. We like crazy, but don't be fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it within the TOS. Like that's the one key.
Yes, please. Don't cancel us.
All right. Well, everyone, y'all have a great evening or morning or whenever y'all watching this. Yeah. Have a good one.
See y'all.